All right, J-Dog, you have a tweet to read. With your voice, take it away.
Oh, thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, it was Todd Fahey, at Todd underscore Fahey on Twitter. It was in our studios, of course. With gratitude to at AARP and with fondness for at AARP NH staff and volunteers, I am wrapping up an 8-year run leading this great organization here in New Hampshire. Hashtag NH politics. More to follow on what's next. I so love NH, its people, sectors, traditions, and institutions. And thanks to all friends, outside friends like Concord Chamber, the Pulse of New Hampshire, VIA of New Hampshire, New Hampshire Hospitals, as well as the union leader, AARP New Hampshire, NH Med Society, for the great relationships over the years, and to more with AARP NH in the future, and friends at WMUR.
Yeah, you know what? I just have to say, because Todd's here, and thank you for being here, Mr. Fahey. Consider you a friend of the States. But I will say this, and you're in the studio with Corey and J-Dog. We're separated by a plexiglass. You can't throw something at me. I'm going to say this. Like the Allstate ad, I've been around a little bit, seen a few things. And I really think the stewardship and the leadership that you have done at the AARP has, I put it this way, I don't remember AARP as an organization, their causes, their efforts, their nonpartisanship, whether it was trying to lower prescription drugs or, you know, fight for your members. I just don't remember much about it. I know they existed here, but I didn't know much, and you kind of put them on the map here. And I think it starts at the top. I think it's leadership. I think it's vision, energy, and you did a wonderful job. So I think you should feel good about that. I mean, I've said this about other organizations, no disrespect to the Business and Industry Association. Back when, you'll remember, is it John Crozier years ago? You kind of knew about the BIA. No offense, I don't hear anything about it because it's leadership. And I think you've done a wonderful job. And I know Pam and the team will continue, but I don't know, everyone's replaceable, and I've learned that a long time ago in this business, on showbiz, if you will. But you did a great job, so thank you.
Well, Jack, thank you for those words. It means a lot coming from you. I know you've been around. You've seen a few things. Look, I've always I grew up here. I'm born in New Hampshire, and I gave it all that I had for 8 years. I leave a friend of AARP, and AARP is a friend of mine. You know, I got to say to your listeners, I mean, we're a very divided nation, but being able to straddle sectors, being able to work both sides of the aisle to get to the good for the people of New Hampshire has been my honor and privilege to represent our 225,000 members as the AARP state director in New Hampshire, and hundreds of volunteers and a phenomenal staff. So, it's, you know, I'm here with a bit of a heavy heart. I'm Irish, so right, we talk like that sometimes when we're not too fiery on the other side. But it's tough. It's a hard leave. But I love the Granite State, and thanks for reading that tweet, J-Dog. It's awesome. And you know, I really appreciate that, and I meant all of it. I love the state. I'm absolutely not going far away. I have a lot to say. And I want to bring a voice that I've helped sort of sharpen and refine in the service of AARP, this great organization. And I hope I have an opportunity to be on your show and talk about matters that matter to us. Like last week, a totally different subject, not AARP related.
We were talking about during the break. That was amazing, introducing us to that young Ukrainian woman, and she's just so inspirational, and it really affected my day in a positive way.
Look, it was an incredible interview. That question you asked that teed that up, and if any of your listeners remember it, this is Mila's second or third language, and none of that was rehearsed. It was stunning. So thank you. And so look, New Hampshire's been a great place for a very long time. For a lot of people, we've been innovative. We've worked across the aisle, and I think we ought to, you know, make sure we can get to the best of ourselves. AARP does it. You know, we do it through our volunteers, Volunteer Appreciation Month. Plenty of ways for people to get involved. Go to aarp.org/New Hampshire if you're inclined to do that, you know, as a community volunteer, an advocate at the State House, whatever it might be. But, you know, our volunteers have been the backbone of what we do.
How many members here in the state, roughly?
About 225,000.
Wow. It's a big chunk of the state's 1.3 or so million.
It's a huge chunk. Well, the 50 plus.
Well, also, plus New Hampshire's one of the, they say, an older state.
It is. Yeah, it is. And so, you know, and
not you, J-Dog or Corey, but, you know.
You know, one of the issues.
I'm getting there. Yeah.
One of the issues we talked about is everything from, I was very hot on workforce, as you know, and I continue to be. And I mean, look, we have to I mean, I want to walk the walk. I'll share a personal story. So this decision that I had, I'll be returning to law from whence I came, but still remaining working across sectors and different initiatives in New Hampshire as part of my practice. Can't wait to do that. I hired some new people, one incredibly talented person. And although I'm leaving the organization, I want to be a mentor to this new person, a younger, incredibly bright and capable person. And I think, older folks in New Hampshire have a lot to offer businesses and our families. And, we can teach a lot. So
well, you're still a pup.
I am a pup. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting older.
Well,
I look.
The other thing, Todd, is people don't know you're a lawyer by background.
I am a lawyer.
And I think you're probably going to stick around the legal circles. But a lot of people didn't know that as well. You were pretty well known in the sort of the statehouse world legally in terms of public policy and respected. But how did you ever join? How did the AARP role come to be? Why did that? Because you kind of left one thing to do it 8 years. How did that happen?
Yeah. All right. Well, 21 years a lawyer. My last episode was I was a director and a shareholder at Oren Reno here in Concord, New Hampshire, a fine firm. As part of my law practice, I dealt with the stabilization of nonprofits often. I have some business experience and I guess some sense for how to help with those issues. And anyways, I was brought in to stabilize an organization in the North Country that fell on hard times, Tri-County Community Action Program. That was I was called and they asked me, the Attorney General's office asked me how long I had, if I was available. And I said, yes. That yes was a 14-month yes to help stabilize that great org, which is one of the largest employers in the North Country. So brought a team together. The people in the North Country, the staff of TRICAP were exceptional, both sides of the aisle. Our state commissioners, including Commissioner Kapatis and others, just an incredible time, the delegation to save an organization that had fallen on some hard times. So we did save it. It's very, very strong now, and they have been an exceptionally good group. Anyways, in the middle of all that, I was driving back and forth to the lovely town of Berlin, had some family sickness, not me personally. Father got ill, liver, lung, and brain cancer. And kind of came to the end of my rope, thought that I actually had, felt like I had some ability to do some decent work in a leadership role. And this presented itself, and I thought it was a good opportunity. That's how it ended up.
Must feel good to kind of save and help a great nonprofit. But again, the AARP, and thank you for sharing the story about your dad, but they did something right because, I've been around and I think of like some of the, I don't know why I think of it, but, the Adjutant General of the state, David Mikulaitis, General Mikulaitis, he's a good example. He's from New Hampshire, and he just loves the state. He loves the people. Some of our regular contributors, like General Kevin Ryan, who moved here, and some of the people that just like Tom Raffio, Northeast Delta Dental. He's up in Vermont today, but he was on yesterday. He just they give a darn. They give a darn. They actually roll up their sleeves, and they make a difference. And I think you're one of those folks that care. I know you're going to continue to care, and you've done a great job. Again, as I say, AARP really has become Todd Fahey, AARP, AARP, Todd Fahey. So I know they're going to continue, but real quick, I know you're going to urge people to stay involved, go to the site, help out.
AARP.org.
Prescription drug prices, senior care, all these things that you've raised awareness on are going to continue.
Sure. I mean, staying clear of fraud and scams, fighting for affordable prescription drug prices for New Hampshire and Granite Staters.
Veterans.
Veterans. How we're going to support family caregivers, the backbone of our long-term care system in New Hampshire, how we keep people in their homes and communities as they age, how we help people, be a little more savvy financially so that they can navigate the complex world, and how we build livable communities that are good for young and old people. But if I can just say one more thing, and thanks for this kind time today. I mean, look, I'm just a New Hampshire kid, I've had a good run and I'm thankful for my blessings, but Tom Raffio, super guy, Delta Dental CEO, has written books. He's in a different category. And I think when I come in to speak on the show going forward, if you'll have me, I don't have to have a platform or be connected. Isn't it enough just to have a heart for the state?
Yep. No, that's what I'm saying. That makes you different. There are people that just really love the community. I think of Renee Plummer out there. Years ago when the veterans were underserved and what she's done.
There's an example.
And they're just people. I can't think of I'm not saying there's thousands of them. There are. I just don't know. But there's about a few hundred people that are West that you pick up the phone, you meet, you aim together, you say, what can we do to do this? And I think of Tom when I found out veterans weren't getting oral health care. Instead of, like, making it political, what does he do? He gets a bunch of veteran-owned dental practices. And I don't talk about this because of dumb me. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of surgeries have now been given as a gift to veterans because I got upset when I heard that they weren't getting it. They had to go out of state to get it. And that's what you do when you care is you don't point fingers. You don't make it about you. You don't make it politics. You just say, okay, here's a problem. I see a solution. I have an answer. Let's get it done.
Amen.
Yep. That's how we'll do it.
Absolutely.
You got a place here. You're a friend, and I appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
Jack, thank you, and thanks to your gang here. You guys have been exceptional.
You can stick around if you want. Give J-Dog a hard time. It was Corey's birthday yesterday. She's trying to tell me it's a week-long thing.
It's now turned into a month-long thing.
It's good.